Ben, are you there? This is John. How are you?
Hello, John. Good to hear you.
Ben Bradley's on a line from over at Channel 9. I had to laugh at the opening sentence to your story. What happened in Vegas isn't staying in Vegas.
Come on. That was low-hanging fruit, John.
Not for me. I'm not that good. You are. Ben Bradley is on a line talking to us about the Tiffany Henyard administration. Not only how much money does she make, but how much money she's been spending. The story's been in the news, but just kind of give me the elevator speech. Who is she and what's happening here?
So she's the mayor of Dalton in the south suburbs, a small community about 40 minutes or so south of the city. But she's also the supervisor of Thornton Township, which covers Summerall of about 13 south suburbs. So two jobs pays her a little under $300,000 a year, not a small sum. We began looking into her about a year ago, and every step of the journey has been more surprising than the one before it. The most recent story we posted last night involves her travel, which we've reported on, you know, some trips, like her trip to Las Vegas. She went with like a dozen people from the township and the village, ostensibly to attend a shopping center conference. There's only one problem. Thornton Township doesn't do economic development. That's not their role. And we talked to a couple of South Suburban mayors who said that they've never heard of the township bringing them.
That's an interesting point. You mentioned that in your story. So while it would make sense to go to a conference for economic development, these aren't the right people there for that.
Right. And especially when you learn about all that went on that Vegas trip, allegedly. But big picture, in the last year, Tiffany Henyard and her team have charged taxpayers $100,000 for travel. And, you know, some of it you could argue is legit, right? She went to Washington, D.C. to a meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. If, in fact, I don't know, there was some benefit of a shopping center attending this, you know, shopping center conference, nobody can seem to point to any benefit gained by it, maybe that's legit, which is why it's important to remember how she travels. First-class airfare, not just for her, but for others in her group. We caught him staying at the Four Seasons in Atlanta for unknown reasons. They had a $20,000 bill at the New York City Marriott Hotel in Times Square.
So that's interesting. I don't know if mayors typically travel first class or if they're on.
They do not. In fact, the mayor of Homewood, who's been the mayor for almost three decades, told me, yeah, he's attended that shopping center conference in Vegas, and he did it on his own dime. And that's not to say a mayor shouldn't. Look, if there's a legitimate purpose to travel, you know, sure, maybe the taxpayer should pick it up. They have never explained to us, despite months of asking, what all these trips were for, what the benefit was to taxpayers. And I think you can argue in Thornton Township, where Tiffany Henyard loves to post videos of herself at the township food pantry handing out boxes of food to people in need, I think $100,000 would have bought a lot of food.
You wrote, it's unclear what Dalton residents are spending to finance Henyard's taste for travel because her administration has ignored open records requests in violation of an order from the Illinois Attorney General. That's public dollars. Where is the accounting on this?
Well, that's a great point. Largely, the credit card statements we have to get that $100,000 total comes from the amount spent by Thornton Township taxpayers. The village of Dalton has been even less transparent. The Illinois Attorney General entered a ruling that supposedly is binding, saying they need to turn over their financials, and they still haven't done it. So, you know, it's the Attorney General's move now to see if that office will take action. But as we saw on Friday late in the afternoon, as we were on the air, the FBI went into Village Hall, not a raid, I'm told, but they served subpoenas for employment records for more than a dozen Dalton employees. Presumably, they're looking at whether or not there's ghost payrolling, whether or not some of the trustees there that are opposed to Henyard have claimed that she signs checks without authorization and perhaps to vendors who don't deserve them. So we don't know what the FBI is looking at, but I can tell you that there's a lot of smoke from this fire.
So she's also expressed innocence or that she's not doing anything wrong. And I just wanted to play a couple sound bites for you because she's pretty righteous about what she's trying to do for her community and the persecution she thinks she's facing.
Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of yourself.
That's her talking to the other township supervisor. She's mad at her own city council, if you will, for even questioning her use of the funds. Is that what I just heard?
Yes. And keep in mind, some of these Dalton trustees that are now in the majority against her ran with her when she first ran. But they're frustrated. They say that the village has a several million dollar budget deficit, but that Henyard's administration has refused to turn over financial records so they can better understand how the village is spending its money. It's gotten so bad that in the last year, this block of trustees that opposes Henyard and Dalton have refused to pay bills until Henyard provides more transparency, which she hasn't. The other interesting thing, John, and didn't make it into our TV stories, but maybe a little inside baseball, but in Dalton, there's meaningful opposition that can block her. Thornton Township, there's only one trustee that's opposed to her. And so we think that may be one of the reasons why we're seeing so much of the travel build to the township, because it just gets stamp for approval without much in the way of supporting documents or challenge.
But in Thornton Township, where she's the supervisor, that's the bulk of her salary. That's over $200,000 a year. And I believe you all have also reported that they have passed an ordinance in the township there, which says that in the next election, whoever gets that job, if it's not her, gets a huge pay cut. Like it goes from $220,000 a year to $25,000 a year. That's about correct, isn't it?
That is roughly correct. And the same is true for trustees. So
yes.
The existing supervisor and trustees, if they're reelected, they continue on with their current salaries. But if opponents win, then the salary drops significantly.
90%. And I'm like, how is that legal? You can't make the salary dependent on the person. It would be like if Donald Trump becomes president, the job pays $9.45. If Joe Biden gets it, it's $100 million. You can't do that.
Well, let me play devil's advocate there and say we'd be crying foul if right now they voted themselves a big raise or a big pay cut.
Yeah.
So I think their claim would be, hey, we are not voting on salaries for ourselves. We are doing it for the future administration. But
okay.
You're right. It's a lot
fine.
Of people have raised.
But if it's really that altruistic, then they could just say, and we'll take the pay cut ourselves.
Right. If the job only requires a $25,000 check a year, then maybe start accepting that amount today.
Okay, I'm late. I got to go. But so what's the next wrinkle in this story, Ben?
Well, we're going to see what the FBI uncovers, what specifically we've submitted FOIA requests to see what they went into Village Hall for. So stay tuned.
Ben Bradley over at Channel 9 WGN-TV. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, John.